105 Drive. Catch up.
So earlier this week, we spoke to Toasted Ice, who's a travel blogger, the kind of person that likes to just encourage other people to go and see their world. And he mentioned to us a story that I'll bring up in a second. I'm first going to ask for Mpo's permission. Mpo Sugar is her name. They happen to be husband and wife, and they both get to do all this like travel stuff together. But Mpo Sugar, welcome onto the show firstly. How are you doing?
Hello, Nick. I'm good. How are you?
Great to talk to you. Listen, shall we bring up what your husband outed you about the other day, or should we just keep moving?
No, you can out me because I'm going to out him for other things.
So your husband was telling South Africa about this time at which you found a medieval restaurant by chance, and part of that chance was because you desperately needed to wee, and he sort of he told the whole country that, and now's your right of reply, ma'am.
So my right of reply is that what he failed to mention is that we live in the east and we had to travel all the way to the west, guys.
Right. That makes sense. I mean, a woman's got to go when a woman's got to go, right?
There you go.
And I didn't know either, and congratulations on this because it's a rare feat. I didn't know that you guys had 10 kids. That's amazing. What sort of age gap is there between all of them?
So our oldest kids are 28. Our youngest kid is 14.
Wow.
We have two sets of twins.
Okay, so that does help with the numbers.
Yes, it does. But it's also still uneven in terms of there's more girls than boys.
Oh, really? What kind of dynamic does that create?
Let's just say we have a mixed team for our soccer team. So my husband's the referee, I'm the goalie, and then the kids get to play.
Okay. I love that. I think that is so wonderful. My wife would have 10 kids with me if she could, trust me. We'll talk later. Listen, Mpo, I know that as someone who explores South Africa, you love these, you know, these public spaces. There's a park that you want to tell us about. Give us everything that we need to know and tell the people why they should go out there.
Well, okay, because I have 10 kids, right? And we literally have to travel by taxi.
Sure.
Because we can't fit in two cars. So we are always like three cars following each other.
Wow.
And because my husband likes to be cheap, right? So I found a park that has free entry.
Good.
All
for
of
you.
Us get in.
All of you get in, right? So the taxi rocks up, all going to the same place, and you get there. And public spaces are wonderful for us as South Africans. Like, I'm always such a big advocate for trying to get people to maintain them better and try and put more resources in them and have more facilities. So this one is quite lacquer. This is a good one.
No, this is the perfect one. Also, we have a dog, Nick, okay? And our dog name is Taxi. So when I say Taxi, I'm not talking about the transport. I'm talking about the dog.
I see. Okay, so you taxi 10 kids and hubby. What do you do when you're there?
So we go to this place. It's called Seringa Park, right? So because we are so many, there's everything for everyone. So we load their card, their bank card, because it is cashless environment.
Okay.
Because we, you know, South African situation.
Yeah.
So we load everyone's card and everybody goes wild. From go-karts to playing soccer. Well, I find it quite for some way because I have to maintain my sanity.
Sure.
There's plenty of food options and everything is super affordable. So we give about each child, I think, 250.
Oh, wow.
For the whole day. So we are literally from there from 9 until like 2, 3 o'clock. And then by the time we get home, everybody's like passed out, including the dog.
And then finally, you can also just maybe get a little bit of like private mom time before starting another week of madness, I'm sure.
Correct. And also because they have such big lawns. So literally, there's like a soccer field. There's go-karts. There's a seating area for moms who just want to like do a hot gossip situation there. There's plenty to drink. Plenty to drink, including, I think, the kids love this bubble tea thing. I don't know what it is, but some funny drink that they like. Yep.
So,
but you can literally, I want to drop them off and just like bounce.
That's
but also, I need to get my skid in. You know, don't forget the skid. You know, everyone thinks I'm going to make my skid.
Yeah, you need your steps for your free smoothie, right?
Exactly. So then you can hike.
Oh, no kidding. There's like a little hill, small like mountain range or whatever around there. That is cool. You've sold me on the Seringa Park in Mulder's Drift. I didn't know about it, but I'm going to try plan a little day out there with the wife, I think, at some point. Take our two dogs. Listen, tell us where we can go and follow you on social media if we want more of this bubbly 10-mom personality.
So I'm Mpo Sugar on all platforms. So Mpo is a very easy name to spell, right? And the sugar you put in your tea. So you cannot forget. It's Mpo and the sugar you put in your tea. So Mpo Sugar across all platforms.
Like the Def Leppard song, Mpo some sugar on me.
There you go.
We'll find you and give you a follow. Thanks for jumping on the show. Your energy is infectious. You've made us all just a little bit happier this afternoon.
Oh, have a great day. Feel free to pick up any of my kids if you need to raise
I'll let you know. Poor Sugar, go give her a follow. What a lively personality. Telling us about cool spaces and places we can go hang out as South Africans. We're very, very Five affordable. Drive traffic with
catch up from some of the best moments from the 5 Drive team by going to 5FM's catch up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.